This is the Zodiac Degrees podcast. I'm Greta Lee. Today, the degree I'm looking at is Aries 20. And the occasion for looking at this degree is the April 8th, 2024 solar eclipse in Aries at 19 degrees and 24 minutes, which in ordinal numbers is the 20th degree. So this is happening in the middle of the day, and this is a big eclipse. It's going across the United States where I live. Coming up through Mexico, through Texas, up to through the Midwest to the top of New England and the border of like New England and Canada, and that's where it's leaving. And the chart's pretty gnarly. It's conjunct Chiron. But the purpose of the show is to look into the signification of this degree in the sources I have that go back to, you know, in some cases, you know, Renaissance medieval times or even earlier. And then a lot of 19th and 20th century sources. But so you can apply the imagery of this degree to any chart. If you have this in your natal chart, if there's a transit in the future, you know, midpoint, lots of any sorts, yeah, go at it. Okay, so the Astrolabium Planum from 1488, the wood print image of Aries 20. I'm looking at it right now, and it looks like it's got there's a knight in armor. And he's got, he's riding, he's got a big feather on his hat, on his helmet, and he's riding a bull or a cow, what looks like bareback, and then, like, there's no, like, the saddle or, what do you call it, bridle or anything, and he has one hand on the bull's horn, and which is his left hand, and next to him he's pulling a horse by the bridle. So that horse is all ready to be rode, but he's not riding the animal that you'd normally ride. He's riding the bull, which seems more difficult to tame. So this is pretty forceful, I would say. I mean, it doesn't look like an action shot, but this idea that this jaunty knight has sort of tamed this bull, or at least is strong enough to ride it for now. Just thinking about bull riding is a big rodeo sport. Just thinking of that as a difficult task, and here he is seeming like he's doing it. It's pretty chill, so maybe a tough guy. I mean, that would be an Aries signification, but also he's kind of fancy knight too. He's tough and fancy. That would be my guess. But let's look into the William Lilly translation of the Latin caption. And it says, in the eighth degree of Aries ascendeth a man with a helmet on his head and an ostrich feather in his hat, riding upon a bull, leading a horse in his left hand. The man born under this degree will be malicious. Okay, malicious. I mean that, so he's going to be a bad man. He's going to, I mean, which I guess could be good in Aries if you want to do bad things, or, you know, if you want to overtake the bull, mess with the bull and get him by the horns. All right, let's look at the Sabian symbol. The bull thinking, this is like anticipating Taurus. I mean, it's like just entering this final decan of Aries, but anticipating the bull to come, sort of getting ready for that part of spring. Okay, Dr. Mark Edmund Jones, The Sabian Symbols. Aries 20, a young girl feeding birds in winter. Wow, okay. So here we have a winter image, but in the springtime cardinal fire sign. Before I even go into the meaning of this degree image, it just is kind of striking because this set of eclipses that is Aries 20 and Libra 6 match up with a set of Libra and Aries eclipses from the fall of 2023, which was the initial sort of October 7th drama slash invasion, the Hamas attacks that then led to this enormous overreaction, genocide of Gaza and Palestine. And one of those degree images was about a girl feeding, like a child feeding birds. Or giving birds a drink of water. So that's really interesting because I believe that was Libra 22. Now, this isn't exactly opposite, but this is, you know, very interesting mirroring, almost identical image, but I'm sure that it's going to be a different interpretation. So let's get into it. A young girl feeding birds in winter. This is a symbol of man's self-assurance as regained by giving nourishment to forms of life other than his own. The social nature of the inner being is stressed here by receptivity to experience, which becomes the characteristics of youth and femininity, and by a deep generosity of spirit, which marks maturity, and the more masculine aspiration, which has its expression in the more barren periods of everyday being. The key word is hospitality. When positive, the degree is a naive genius in administration of both the powers of nature and the potentialities of selfhood. And when negative, an overzealous and wasteful use of the self's resources in an effort to win approval by bread alone. All right, that is very similar to Libra 22. But here, the key word hospitality, which is, you know, related to the word hospital, right? Helping somebody recover in a barren place. Winter, right? They're helping a young girl who is, you know, I would say, you know, kind of not, it's funny because it's like, it says masculine in the description, but it's a girl, feeding birds who are even more helpless than herself in a harsh climate. So, that shows some sort of like strength and, you know, commitment or, sort of that Aries bravery or will, but in, you know, in a harsh climate. Okay. Dane Rudyard, The Astrology of Personality. A young girl feeding swans in a park on a wintry day. Participation of self in a larger than any conception, a life larger than any conception of selfhood, protection or the need for it. So the swans make it a very different image because I was picturing like songbirds and like cardinals and, you know, like sparrows and stuff. But the swans gives a whole different image, especially I'm picturing a white wintry day and then the white birds. It's kind of more striking. Okay. Dane Rudyard, an astrological mandala. A young girl feeding birds in winter. Overcoming crisis through compassion. Nature's seasonal rhythms imply an oscillation between living and dying. Through creative imagination, man can fly over the cycle and discover means not only to escape from the fatality of seasonal decay or deprivation, but to assist other living entities to survive through crises. Migrating birds fly south, a symbol of Aries 12. but by establishing a partnership with other creatures unable to escape wintry deprivation or death, man can maintain the life of the spirit, symbolized by birds, steady through all crises if, like a young girl, he is widely open to the promptings of love and sympathy. We witness human activity motivated by sympathy, overcoming the seasonal phase of impotency. Life potency in nature spirits reaches a higher level in the human being. The theme is the transmutation of life into love. Wow. I just can't get over the fact that such a similar degree and the global situation right now, I mean, not only in Gaza, but in other places where refugees or, you know, like anticipating all sorts of like climate refugees, but even right now, all the conflict happening. Okay. Linda Hill, a young girl feeding birds in winter. This is an image of care, innocence, nurturing, and benevolence. Promises of nourishment to those who need it, emotionally, physically, or spiritually, will help this situation improve. Sometimes it may feel like the cold winds are around us, yet we can find joy through doing things for others. Long talks with either strangers or friends in need can bring a sense of nurturing, reassurance, satisfaction, and love. Someone is possibly in need of help, someone who may even be the cause of their own problems. However, there are those who stubbornly resist moving on or changing their habits, even if it is to their own detriment. Employing non-judgmental help can lead others to trust and respond. You may be required to continually show love and dedication, even when it may be tiring or time-consuming to do so. Perhaps there is a feeling of having to step out into the cold to help others. It is rewarding to provide nourishment for those who need it. However, think of what would happen if you withdrew your time and energy. Things done forever often have an unexpected spin-off. On completion, you'd realize you'd have fun and you feel really good about yourself. Nourishment can come in the form of food, water, words, advice, etc. Be careful that what's being fed is in fact nourishing for those receiving it. There may also be a need to be alone and do simple and compassionate things. If the message provided by the symbol is not clear, then try feeding birds outdoors, or at least through open windows, and see what the exercise inspires. Keywords: nurturing innocence, feeding energy to situations that feel cold, hopeless, and lost, small efforts bringing their rewards, codependent relationships, nurturing, helping those less fortunate or smaller, taking time out for others, doing things without the thought of reward, enjoying nature, trying to find friends or company. The caution: wanting to win approval, creating a dependence with others that has to be maintained, feeling bleak, lost, and alone, the need to continually rescue others, doing anything in order to be liked, finding it impossible to stop giving, not being able to say no. All right. And Linda Hill always has some quotes that go along with the degree. No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. Aesop. If you always give, you will always have. That's a Chinese proverb. A kind and compassionate act is often its own reward. William John Bennett. The greatest wealth consists in being charitable, and the greatest happiness is in having tranquility of mind, and the best comrade is one that hath no desire. Tibetan doctrine. If you have not felt the joy of doing a kind act, you have neglected much, and most of all yourself. A. Nealon. Simply give others a bit of yourself, a thoughtful act, a helpful idea, a word of appreciation, a lift over a rough spot. You take something out of your mind, garnished in kindness out of your heart, and put it into other other fellow's mind and heart. Charles H. Burr. If you want happiness for an hour, take a nap. If you want happiness for a day, go fishing. If you want happiness for a month, get married. If you want happiness for a year, inherit a fortune. If you want happiness for a lifetime, help someone else. It's another Chinese proverb. Okay, charitable. A man on the ground with his nose cut. Oh, wait. A man on the ground with his throat cut. I don't know why he got nose with his throat cut. Okay, that's a pretty grisly image, and I'm laughing, but that's pretty brutal. This appears a bloody degree. Those who may have this degree ascending are advised to do all in their power to fortify the soul and to pray to God for help and guidance. This is so different. I mean, the thing of like this innocent girl help feeding swans or birds in the winter, versus this man on a bull who's a malicious man, and then this man on the ground with the throat cut. It's pretty brutal. I mean, you can kind of picture here is like a victim of that man, right? Who needs someone to come along and help him, you know, pull him out of a snowdrift or whatever, and you know, patch his wounds, and if they're even, you know, patchable. I'm also thinking of like a situation where someone who's done something really bad. I remember. Like, I feel like I've heard someone give this advice to someone who really, you know, did, you know, some violent things, and it would, you know, maybe like he wasn't going to go to jail or whatever, but he was basically lost his reputation. He was in the wrong. He was, you know, did bad stuff, and he goes, what do I do? Like, I don't know. None of my friends will talk to me. I'm, you know, I'm like a pariah now. I'm a failure. I admit that like I did this wrong deed, but what do I do now? And someone's like, just go like volunteer and give your time somewhere to someone who needs it. You know, just kind of just use your time for good. You know, you just did all this bad stuff. Just kind of give back to the, you know, to maybe not the community you hurt, but a community or some people who could just use the help, and they don't care, you know, what your history is in a sense, you know, like you're just there to help. So I'm thinking of that sort of narrative with all this, because it's pretty, it's pretty severe. I'm also thinking of the last Libra degree I did, Libra 6, was, it had like a, there was a thing about like somebody who is the kind of their own worst enemy, or someone imposing sort of punishment on themselves. And this is someone who's done harm to someone else in this degree. There's something about the story there, but also people who can do good for other people, and this sort of instinct that Aries has affecting people socially. Yeah, which is interesting because that Aries Libra dynamic. Okay, Safariel, a man equipped for a rough journey, belted and armed. Sounds like the Astrolabium Platinum image. This degree signifies one of adventurous nature, fond of discovery and of travel, a pioneer in whatever field of labor he may undertake to work in, one who will open up new roads of knowledge and research, active, aggressive, bold, and fearless, one who will travel into distant countries and gain applause for his discoveries. It is a degree of inquisitiveness. Okay, this is kind of less brutal. Kosminski. A blacksmith hammering a piece of red-hot iron on the anvil denotes a determined worker, vigorous in the fight against opposition, a transmuter of himself and those who contend against him. Gifted with so strong a spirit, this native can never be mean. Baseness does not find a place in his nature. He loathes idleness, for energy, pain, and experience have taught him the power of industry. It is a symbol of resolution. Okay, Helene and Willem Kapion, a Zodiac Image Handbook. First image, outer symbol. A man equips himself for a long and hard journey, Around him, there are various accessories, such as a map, a blanket, a helmet, and a gun. On his belt, he is fixing a dagger and a purse. So that's sort of like a, seems like a, an expansion of that sepharial degree and the astrolabium platinum image. It is rather superficial of Jandis to describe this degree as one of voyages and discoveries. According to her, these are adventurous, sly, and sharp people, but also prudent and intelligent. They prepare themselves thoroughly for their task. She sees them destined to be colonizers, penetrating into unknown regions, prospecting oil and minerals. Oh man, we have a settler colonialist degree. Ugh. Okay. They are not afraid of man or beast, and this is no bluff. They are armed for all eventualities. They also possess prudence and can cope with the most difficult circumstances. They are often said to be aggressive and authoritarian, but that is the judgment of their more easygoing brethren. They are to be pardoned because they are a thousand times more dynamic than their accusers. They are courageous and have endurance. So far, we have followed Jandis's interpretation. There is more to see on the psychological level. One can see the mental conquest of the Cardinal Cross here. As Aries, they only grow into their true potential strength when the resistance of their environment becomes so intolerable that they have to do something to avoid sinking into chaos. They are fighters for peace and beauty. They are such forceful pioneers that it is not easy to cooperate with them. They could suffer from the disloyalty of adversely influenced co-workers. When others make a failure of their projects, these people find the strength to till the ground and start afresh, even if it means using armed force to get rid of those who made the mess. On the high level, their spiritual awareness is strong, as the man is armed with the spiritual goods of the New Age. He can be a pioneer in many fields of mind and spirit. He is far ahead of the average common man. His talents are numerous, and his transmutable power is great. This degree gives a strong impulse towards spiritual growth. Well, that's kind of positive, actually. It's kind of like a New Age commando or like special ops. But the spiritual goods of the New Age is a pretty funny image when it's like a dagger. Okay. A young girl is feeding swans in a park on a wintry day. The first image lacks the female gentleness. The man shows too much dynamic, plutonic, potential action. In terms of the Aries Grail, the general principle is that Pisces, Aries, Taurus is the solar, spiritual side of the Aries Grail. The light of the sun side overflows into the opposite side, which is Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, supposed to be the lunar receiving side of the Aries Grail. We can see the principle demonstrated in the 20th degree of Aries as the very male Aries of the first image overflowing into this female Libra image. The young girl is a symbol of Cancer and virginal purity. Swans come symbolically under Libra for their power and beauty. The girl is bending towards the swans. The wintry day in our northern hemisphere is an indication of Scorpio with painful and cold circumstances. The park is the outcome of well-balanced planning and the fruit of the pioneering mind of the first image. Thus, it is a classic example of what Aries is to be. The man is merely himself. He has to learn to link up with the softer female emotions in his nature and to become a receptive partner in his complementary world. The Aries person with his high-handedness needs to exercise care for the peaceful, feeding his emotion, symbolized by the simple beauty of a park. Apt to be too eager for action, he must wait upon the cosmic right time for his inner and outer manifestation and form. All right, Gerald L. Keane, Practical Astrology. Intent denotes an unusual amount of concentration or fixity on one thing. Gold miners, machinists, blacksmiths, and mystics are apt to have placements in this degree. E.C. Matthews, Intensity. This area is often occupied in charts of machinists, blacksmiths, and mystics. The native is very resourceful, but sometimes self-centered or unscrupulous. If squared by planets at about 16 to 17 degrees Cancer, it usually marks a religious fanatic. Donna Walter Henson, Electricians, Machinists, Blacksmiths, A Fortunate Degree, Sexual Emotionalism and Romance, Psychical Passionateness, Mental Fertility, Intensity or Fanaticism, often found in the charts of reformers or propagandists who have a burning zeal to convert others to their way of thought, especially if squared by planets at about 16 to 17 Cancer or Capricorn. Resourceful, but sometimes self-centered or unscrupulous. A hyoid bone. All right, Esther Leinbach, Degrees of the Zodiac. There is perhaps a diamond in the rough to be uncovered here. This degree is often associated with mining activities and generally a dark and dreary life with a fearful and miserable early death. However, I think we must try to look beyond this to see what influence lurks here, which individuals have not as yet found a way to use constructively. Aries is a pioneering sign, and this is a degree to be pioneered. Perhaps the references to mining point to a capacity for bringing hidden treasures into view. This is the exaltation point of the sun, and as such, it may represent a blinding light falling on the newborn soul, which is seeking cover or darkness. One authority suggests that the influence is passionate and unselfish, even in base expression, and sincere and thoughtful in its more evolved expression. As the exaltation point of the sun, there must be much promise for the new beginnings at this point. So Esther Leinbach is not one of the books that uses ordinal numbers. And I think that, I mean, this is where it starts to get fuzzy. And of course there's orb, but I would consider the previous degree to be the exaltation of the sun, Aries 19, not 20. Martin Goldsmith. A Victorian playwright walks arm in arm with his fashionably dressed mistress in a crowded public park. Being comfortable enough with oneself that one doesn't care what others think may leave behind the narrow values of their family to explore new territory, creating shockwaves with one's behavior, but remaining unflappable amidst the public's ruffled feathers. Taking others on their own terms and expecting to be treated in similar fashion, unconventional partners, developing one's personal taste and style and expressing it with gracious abandon, developing an intimate relationship with one's muse, meditative attunement, creative union of the cultural elite and the demimonde, jazz, poetry, dance, and other bohemian arts. Brazenly overstepping the bounds of bourgeois morality, selfish, amoral, telling it like it is, having the courage to act upon one's belief, chutzpah. John Sandbach, The Chandra Symbols, An Empty Courtyard, being comfortable with aloneness, privacy of vision, exploration of a definitely limited area of experiences. Elias Lonsdale, An Empty Courtyard. Nothing is left. Reality is scattered, self-obliterated, the familiar rendered irrelevant, apocalyptic, changes, personal and collective, take over. No being, only action. You become a projectile of intent, literally identify with what you can do now. A barren wasteland of an inner world, a thrust outside, stark and surreal. You feel compelled to dare, pushed over the edge, no going back, destiny is frenzy. And in this wild, volatile mix, creative forces are released that would never come out any other way. Yielding to the role of the purging and cleansing agent of changes, you are unable to wriggle out of anything ever again. Wow. Now that is a image of those winter swans. That's a lot more devastating, apocalyptic landscape, and you have no being, only action, and your only action is maybe to feed some birds or just to help whoever you can, who's left. Stark and surreal. What a beautiful passage. And okay, so unfortunately, no hidden address of the stars because it's an incomplete manuscript. Okay, now it's time for the second part of the show, where I go through natal charts that are of famous people or historical figures or any otherwise prominent that have Aries 20 activated in their chart by, one of the major planets. And I'll go through the planets. Now, if you are following along at home, and if you have especially if you have your own natal chart and you pull up that natal chart in any software like astro.com or, AstroGold or whatever you've got or whatever you're using, it's going to be Aries 19, right? Because Aries 20 is ordinal numbers. There's no zero in ordinal numbers. So, just be aware of that. That is a kind of a little tricky hair splitting thing to detail to watch out for. Okay, Sun at Aries 20. Now this is the exaltation of the Sun. We have Linda Goodman, the astrologer that wrote the most famous sun sign books. I mean, a degree off from the degree of the exaltation of the Sun. That's hilarious and very cool. We also have Victor Vasarely. I don't know if I'm saying his name right. He was the Hungarian French artist who was the first op artist, or the grandfather of the op art movement. Very, if you Google his work, a lot of really bold patterns. If you see his work in person, it's psychedelic because it just does stuff that won't happen on your screen. If you're seeing it in person, these paintings kind of like they look like interference or something. It's very almost uncomfortable to look at and like almost like a violence to the eyes. Like it kind of is like staring into a bright light or staring into something very uncomfortable. So it's interesting that there's this sort of like hostile nature to this degree. And here we have this painter who has these very bold, sort of aggressive paintings that are also really beautiful, and I'm a big fan. But if you've ever seen one in person, if you Google it, you will not get the effect. It has to be like really big on the wall in person. Okay, we also have Marc Jacobs, the designer, Hugh Hefner. I'm just picturing the guy riding the bull, the malicious person, definitely a predator, definitely not a good guy. Charles Baudelaire. I mean, not to say everyone, I mean, Linda Goodman and I don't know about Marc Jacobs, probably fine people. I don't actually have no idea. I just think that's one element. You might be the girl feeding the swan. You might be the guy riding the bull. There's so many facets to this degree and to every degree. There's saints and murderers for every degree, long list of people. So don't get hung up on one signification or one person or the other. Okay, we also have Charles Baudelaire, who was the French poet who is a romantic, like 19th century French poet who was a big deal. He was probably the most like famous poet of the 19th century, and he was French, but he influenced sort of everything, everyone that came after him. Okay, but interestingly, I don't know a lot about him, but interestingly, his most famous poem is called The Flowers of Evil, or Les Fleurs du Mal in French. And here's a translated, well, first of all, in the foreword, this is a trans, I'm just reading this off of Wikipedia. So he identifies Satan as a pseudonym of Hermes Trismegistus, And here's a part of the poem in the foreword. It says, "If rape, poison, dagger, and fire have still not embroidered their pleasant designs on the banal canvas of our pitiable destinies, it's because our soul, alas, is not bold enough." And then it says, "It's boredom, eye brimming with an involuntary tear. His dreams of gallows while smoking his hookah. You know him, reader, this delicate monster, hypocritical reader, my likeness, my brother." So this is partly about like what industrialization and modernization is doing to the landscape and doing to nature and that the cruelty of that. But I mean, just from these little excerpts, you could see that we all have that in us, that nature of exploiting, of desiring, of raping, of poisoning, right? Every human is capable of evil deeds, due to their, you know, due to their whatever, due to just wanting stuff. I mean, that their Aries impulses, right? Okay, that's interesting. Okay, music people. With the sun at Aries 20, we have Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance, Lil Nas X, which is, I feel like, his video was he was giving a lap dance to Satan. So kind of interesting connecting to Charles Baudelaire, Hugh Hefner even. We also have Sophie Ellis Bextor, who wrote the song Murder on the Dance Floor. So, which was in the movie, what's it called? It was like Sandstorm. It was about I hated that movie. It was like a sand estate. Oh my God. Sandburn. That's what it was. Okay. It doesn't matter. Okay. Music people, Aries 20, Jasmine Sullivan, Paul Gray from Slipknot, Tomohisa Yamashita, Ezra Koenig from Vampire Weekend, Rachel Stevens, Haley Westernra, and Bunny Wailer, who is an original member of the reggae group The Wailers, along with Bob Marley and Peter Tosh. Actors with Aries 20, we have Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City, and governor or something in New York. Kristen Stewart from Twilight, Leighton Meester, Jenna Jameson, Jesse McCartney, Dennis Quaid, Paulina Poriskova, Joanna House, Keisha Knight Pulliam, Jay Baruchel, Juliette Drouet, who is a French stage actress and mistress of Victor Hugo, Katie Sackhoff, Mark Pellegrino, Jean Maria Volante, Isaac Hempstead Wright, Michael Simon. We have Therese Newman, who is a Catholic mystic and stigmatic. I think that's interesting. She wasn't just a mystic. She had wounds, right? That's like an intense Aries-style mystic that had, you know, bloody wounds. We also have Ram Bahadur Bamjan, who is a mystic from Nepal, or an ascetic, and he has some pretty serious rape allegations. He's, you know, so that this sort of intense mystic that also seems like he's done some pretty bad things. I don't know. I haven't even heard of him before now. I don't know the story. But he also is someone who believes, or other people believes, he can live without food. And there's a condition called anorexia mirabilis, which is a form of spiritual self-starvation. So thinking of that winter, that malicious winter landscape. Okay, we also have Leon Bloom, a politician, Henry II of France, from the 15th, King of France in 1547, Philip IV of Spain, who was King of Spain, like starting in 1621, Alexander Pichushkin, who's a Russian serial killer called the Chessboard Killer, Valery Solanas, who is a radical feminist known for her Scum Manifesto, she attempted to murder Andy Warhol in 1968. There's a movie called I Shot Andy Warhol, which is pretty good, about her. There's also Steve Ballesteros, a golfer, and Jacques Villeneuve, a race car driver. Okay, Moon at Aries 20. We have Grigory Perelman, who is a Russian mathematician known for geometric analysis, geometric topology, very advanced guy. In 2006, he quit professional mathematics. He was disappointed with the field. He was offered the Fields Medal for his contributions to geometry. And he said, "I'm not interested in money or fame. I don't want to be on display like an animal in a zoo." So kind of misanthropic genius here. But who knows what the story is behind that. We also have, with the Moon at Aries 20, is Cervantes, the author of Don Quixote, the first modern novel, and still to this day, one of the greatest novels of all time. Super contemporary. If you read it, if you read a more recent translation, it's like so relevant to today. It's like basically about a guy who's media poisoned. He like reads too many books and he lives in his head. So it's like basically like everybody right now who is just like on the internet and like mind poisoned and like batshit crazy because of it, which is all of us. We also have Elie Wiesel, who was the author of the book Night, which was based on his experiences as a Jewish prisoner in Auschwitz and Buchenwald concentration camps. So he wrote 57 books. He was a professor, political activist, Nobel laureate. So, and again, that severe, that description of that wasteland and that moment of kindness and artistry within that wasteland, that there was like a, you know, just a speck of humanity left in every one of those people who were nearly starved to death and tortured to death in these camps when they were liberated. And there's a, you know, a picture of Elie Wiesel, like, who, you know, he looks like an anonymous, you know, prisoner, just like on death's door, versus him when he's, you know, well fed and an author and celebrated. That sort of thing that could kind of, any of us could be victimized in that scenario. I mean, some are being victimized like that right now. Not quite like, you know, the Holocaust. Thinking of also the movie, The Zone of Interest, that was recently like won an Oscar or something, was specifically about the people on the other side of the wall of Auschwitz. Seems like these sort of themes are of genocide with Gaza, with just coming up with that movie, just a lot kind of really in the cultural consciousness right now as this degrees being activated by an eclipse. Okay, we also have Romain Gary, a French novelist with the Moon here. Theodore de Banville, a French symbolist poet. We also have Bernie Sanders. His Moon is right here. So, hey, his Moon's getting eclipsed. We'll see if he's in the news. And Brigitte Macron, the First Lady of France, and Jeffrey Dahmer, the murderer. Okay, music people with Aries 20 Moon. T.I. the rapper, Mark Twain rapper, Megan Trainor, I.M., Aldi Miola, the guitar guy. Actors, we have Ellen DeGeneres, known for being sort of mean, right? She's kind of like, she's was known for being kind of nice, but is actually mean. This is kind of a perfect degree for her mood. It makes a lot of sense. Also, Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, Jamie Lee Curtis, John Cleese, also kind of mean. John Cleese is kind of mean. He's kind of like a verbal bully. I mean, I'm a big fan, but it kind of like has a sharpness to his type of humor. Vivica A. Fox, Bobby Cannavale, Olga Carlatos, known for Italian horror, Eric Von Detten, Jarmila Novotna, Noor Jahan, Jerry Mathers, who's Beaver on Leave It to Beaver, John Holmes, who is the porn actor that was the inspiration for Boogie Nights. Also, Abdul Hamid II, the 34th Sultan of the Ottoman Empire, and the last Sultan to exert effective control over the fracturing state. He oversaw a period of decline. Muhammad Ali Jinnah was a barrister, politician, and founder of Pakistan. Also, Catherine Kuhlman, who is a faith healer. JonBenet Ramsey, Missing Girl's father. Peggy Fleming, a figure skater. Marilyn Bell, a long distance swimmer. George Charpak, who won the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1992 for invention and development of particle detectors. So he worked at CERN. So that's like these particle colliders, right? So there's a lot of destruction, and they're destroying these little particles and then studying them. So that's kind of a micro violence, but in a, I suppose, intellectually productive way. Okay, Mercury, Aries 20. We have James Brown. Okay, that's very interesting because what a interesting voice and a powerful voice, and no one's quite like him. But that sort of harshness, I know to his voice, that's a little bit raspy. The yelling, the excitement he had, leading his band, like, can we hit it and quit it? Sort of thinking of like all of his little like haze, and you could just hear it in your head. Also, I know he ruled his band with sort of an iron fist. He was very strict and very harsh. He would fine them money if they got a note wrong. Also, have Sergei Rachmaninoff, Frank Black from the Pixies, Ian McCulloch from Echo and the Bunnymen, Dennis Stoff, Karl Appel, who's a Dutch painter, sculptor, and poet, part of the Cobra movement. That really makes sense with Mercury. This degree has the Cobra movement has this like fun harshness to it. It's very rough and ready. It's painting. It's an art movement I really like. It's very colorful, childlike, very Aries-like, very bold. We also have Eva Peron. We also have Wernher von Braun, who was the leading scientist in rocket technology in Nazi Germany that then the United States brought over in Operation Paperclip. So he is hugely responsible for us like going to the moon and everything. Also, Joel Grey, who is the master of ceremonies in cabaret. Marine Jean Baptiste, who's an actress in the movie Mike Leigh's movie Secret and Lies, really great movie. We also have Channing Tatum, Kevin Federline, Joanna Brewster, Graham Norton, Cryer Lee, Brian Williams, Carl Malden, Paul Reiser, Bill Bellamy, Ashley Rickards, Kane the Wrestler, Amy Dumas, oh, Lady Wrestler, who is regarded one of the best female performers in WWE history, Anderson Silva, an MMA fighter, Chris Paul, who is a basketball player, and Isokuru Yamamoto, who is the Admiral of Marshal Admiral of the Imperial Japanese Navy in World War II. And when he was killed in 1943, that was like a huge blow to that army, to the hope of winning that war, for the Japanese side. We have Sam Vaknin, who is the author of Malignant Self-Love, Narcissism Revisited, a book, a 1999 book. We also have Leo Buscaglia, known as Dr. Love, who's a motivational speaker. We also have Daniel Buren, French conceptual artist, known for minimal colored stripes, and Elena Kagan, who is on the Supreme Court. All right, Venus at Aries 20. We have the sculptor Constantine Brancusi. Venus here in its detriment, but this is a great sculptor, very stark, to the point. Figurative sculptures are more minimalist, but biomorphic or curvy. We also have Tristan d'Azara, a poet, one of the core performance artists of the Dada movement. We have Keira Knightley has her Venus here. She actually has Venus conjunct Mercury. Mercury is at the previous degree, and both are retrograde. It's interesting. We also have Rosario Dawson, Ferusa Balk, who is the Alpha Witch in The Craft, Michael Fassbender, Paul Rudd, Giulietta Masina, the lead in La Strada, and we have George Carlin. And I picked up some George Carlin quotes because I felt like he is such a good example of a Venus in Aries. Here's a quote. He says, "If you love someone, set them free. If they come back, set them on fire." And then, "No matter how you care to define it, I do not identify with the local group, planet, species, race, nation, state, religion, party, union, club, association, neighborhood improvement committee. I have no interest in any of it. I love and treasure individuals as I meet them. I loathe and despise the groups they identify with and belong to." That's, I feel like, such an Aries Venus sentiment. Okay, we also have Suga, the Korean rapper, Matthew Healy, Carrie Underwood, Bjorn Ulvaeus from ABBA, Bobby Christina Brown, and Pierre Bouvier. Also, Nina Hartley, who's a porn actress and sex educator, who's an outspoken feminist. So that's another sort of like detriment in Venus, but someone who's very brazen and bold, and not, what you would expect, for a feminine person or whatever. Paul Pogba, the footballer, Jelena Jankovic, who is a tennis player, Mars Venus conjunction here, Mark David Chapman, who shot John Lennon. Also, more actors with Venus here. We have Aidan Gillen in Game of Thrones, who said, "Chaos is a ladder." Also, Taylor Kitsch, Polina Poryevskova, Alia Bhatt, John Barrowman, Eduardo Verástegui, Diana Shore, Richard Ayoade, Mark Pellegrino, Gabriella Wild. Also, Reuben Hurricane Carter, who the boxer who Bob Dylan wrote the song Hurricane based on. Denzel Washington played him in a movie. I looked at his chart and I noticed that Mercury, Mars, and Venus were all retrograde in this chart. So that's a interesting retrograde example. We also have Daphne du Maurier, who's a novelist who wrote Rebecca, The Birds, Don't Look Now. Jean Bedel Bokassa, who is a second president of the Central African Republic, and well as well as the emperor of its successor state, and was imprisoned for treason and murder. We also have Robert Baden-Powell, who is a British Army officer, writer, founder, and first chief scout of the worldwide scout movement for like Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. And he wrote Scouting for Boys. So that's definitely kind of an Aries vibe of like a sort of an enterprising young kid out in the woods, starting fires and, whatever, doing crafts. We also have Carl Linnaeus, who is a Swedish biologist and physician born in 1707, who is the father of modern taxonomy. He formalized binomial nomenclature, such as Homo sapiens or Tyrannosaurus rex or Aloe vera. So the sort of Latin two-name biological names that everything gets. Also, Emma Young had Venus here, the wife of Carl Jung. She was heiress to a Swiss watch fortune. Okay, moving on to Mars as in Aries at Aries 20. So this is the domicile. We have Gavriil Princip, the guy who assassinated Archduke Franz Ferdinand, Bosnian Serb. I mean, a very effective assassination, basically the first domino to start World War I. Very, very big deal. Also, Aldous Huxley, who wrote The Doors of Perception, The Brave New World. It says Czesław Miłosz, who was a Polish-American poet, won the 1980 Nobel Prize in Literature. And it was said vo he was a writer who voiced man's exposed condition in a world of severe conflicts. Also, Alison Dubois, who is a medium who helps law enforcement and solving crimes. For music, we have Steve Vai, Rufus Wainwright, Maurice White from Earth, Wind, and Fire, Ski Mask, the Slump God, Fifi Dobson, Bernard Herrmann, who is an American composer and conductor who composed music for films such as Devil and Daniel Webster in 1941, tons of Alfred Hitchcock, like Vertigo, North by Northwest, Psycho, The Birds, Marnie, also Citizen Kane, and the ta Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver. Okay, more people with Mars at this degree. We have Joan Crawford, who often played rags to riches stories. Harry Dean Stanton, who's in a lot of amazing stuff. Most notably, I can think of Paris, Texas, but also he's in Cool Hand Luke, Alien, Escape from New York, Repo Man, Wild at Heart. But Paris, Texas is really like, I think the one, if you're gonna kind of see his chops as an actor. Darren Criss, David Johnson, Richard Ayoade, who has the Mars-Venus conjunction, Claus Maria Brandeur, Henry Golding, Diane Baker, James Frayn, Queen Fabiola of Belgium, Jelena Jankovic, who has the Mars-Venus conjunction, Ilya Kulik, who's an Olympic champion Russian figure skater, Patch Adams, the actual Patch Adams, Wolfgang Prokopy, a famous Austrian kidnapper, Frere Roger, who is a Swiss Christian leader and monastic brother, very prominent in France with a lot of young people, but then he was murdered in 2005. Victor Seguelin, who is a French naval doctor, ethnographer, archaeologist. Frederick de Klerk, who was a president of South Africa from 89 to 94. Okay, moving on to Jupiter at Aries 20. We have Mary Shelley, author of Frankenstein, Guillaume Apollinaire, the surrealist poet. We have Whitney Houston, James Hetfield, Tori Amos, Aaron Carter, and Coolio, John Stamos, Lisa Kudrow, Isla Fisher, Abhishek Bachchan, Sridevi, Hugh Dancy, Marie Gillian, Lisa Ann Walter, Donnie Yen, who's a Hong Kong actor, filmmaker, martial artist, one of Hong Kong's top action stars. Also, Tony Jaa, a Thai martial artist, an actor, choreographer, stuntman, and a parkour practitioner. We have Francis Bacon, born in 1561, who advanced natural philosophy, the scientific method, and he's been called the father of empiricism and inductive reasoning. Didier Raoult, who is a COVID-19 microbiologist who promoted chloroquine, which was, I guess, against the official World Health Organization treatment plan. So he's, I guess, controversial in that sense. I didn't follow that, but that seems like that would be an interesting story. James Egan Holmes, the guy who shot up a movie theater in 2012 in Colorado. Mohammed the Sixth of Morocco, King of Morocco, the richest king in Africa and the fifth wealthiest monarch in the world. Chelsea Manning, the activist and whistleblower and transgender icon, who had her her sentence reduced by Barack Obama. And Ronan Farrow, who broke the story on Harvey Weinstein, was famously a child of Mia Farrow and Woody Allen, or possibly Frank Sinatra, if you look at his face next to a picture of Frank Sinatra. Okay, Saturn in its fall here. We have Claire Barton, a nurse that was that started the American Red Cross in the Civil War. We also have Gustave Flaubert, who wrote Madame Bovary, along with lots of other books, but Madame Bovary, sort of someone who doesn't structure her life very well. Her passions get the best of her, and her whole life kind of falls apart. It's a great story. We have Marvin Gaye, H.E.R., her soul singer, Jeon Jungkook from BTS, Dave Grohl, Kathleen Hanna from Bikini Kill, Jack Harlow, Lil Yachty, Dinah G Jane Hansen, and Art Tatum, the jazz pianist. We also have Jacob Elordi, who it's funny because there was the songwriter who wrote that song that was the Murder on the Dance Floor, and this is the actor who gets murdered in that movie. So that's interesting. Also, Owen Wilson, Lucy Liu, Jason Bateman, Tracy Lords, Dave Bautista, Ally McGraw, Kyle Richards, Naveen Andrews, Sean Wayans, Jill Hennessy, Catherine Tate, Jeffrey Donovan, Patton Oswalt. We have Volker Schlöndorff, who directed the Tin Drum, which is a great movie. Terrence Hill, the spaghetti western director. Tony Hawk, skateboarder, video game tycoon. Roy Jones Jr., the boxer, and Scott Morrison, 30th Prime Minister of Australia. Okay, moving on to Uranus at Aries 20. So a lot of people in the early 1930s, like 32, 33. We've got Susan Sontag, the writer and critic. Andrei Tarkovsky, who directed Solaris and a lot of other like really high-end, aesthetically beautiful sci-fi. Little Richard, who is really like a very unique, wild person. Loretta Lynn. We have Ivan Rebroff, Tiny Tim, the singer, Tiptoe Through the Tulips, that Tiny Tim, Della Reese, a jazz singer, and Clive Davis, who is a record producer who signed lots and lots of artists. He was a non-performer who's been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He signed Sly and the Family Stone, Janis Joplin, Santana, Bruce Springsteen, Billy Joel. The list goes on and on. We also have, with Uranus here, we have Omar Sharif, who played Dr. Zhivago, was also in Lawrence of Arabia. We have Anthony Perkins, who plays Norman Bates in Psycho. Barbara Eden Coquenelle, a early transgender actress in France, Delphine Seyrig, Ellen Bernstein, Regis Philbin, Tab Hunter, Magali Noel, Nichelle Nichols, Robert Vaughn, Joel Grey, Tom Laughlin, Sherry Lewis, who was the puppeteer for Lamb Chop, a child. She was a children's performer, but I think that's interesting that she's got like a little sheep, little lamb for Aries. Juan Marsé, who's a Spanish novelist, a journalist, and screenwriter. Also, William Goldman, the screenwriter who wrote Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, Princess Bride, and Marathon Man, other stuff. Also, Alice Munro, a short story writer who won the Nobel Prize in Literature. Roger Penrose, who's an English mathematician and won the Nobel Prize in Physics. Jacques Chirac, who's president of France. Corazon Aquino, who is president of the Philippines in the 80s and 90s. Saad Dorin Aga Khan, who is the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees from 1966 to 1977. Stanislav Grof, who is a psychiatrist working in transpersonal psychology. Colin Wilson, someone who wrote about mysticism and true crime. George Philip Telemann, a Baroque a composer. Francois Mansart, a French architect. Okay, Neptune at Aries 20. We have a lot of like 1870, early 1870s babies. We have Vladimir Lenin, Helena Rubinstein, Emma Goldman, the anarchist has it. That's really interesting. Vladimir Lenin and Emma Goldman, both revolutionaries, or a revolutionary in thought at least. Pierre Louys, French poet and writer, renowned for lesbian and classical themes. Booth Tarkington, who wrote The Magnificent Ambrose, and won the Pulitzer Prize for fiction more than once. Maurice Denis, a French painter. Georges Gaste, another French painter. Louis Veltat, a fauve painter. Harry K. Thaw, who was a son of a rich coal and railroad baron, in at the turn of the century, who is known for murdering an architect, which was a revenge, I think, revenge for this architect being a horrible person or something. A very juicy story, I think. Emile Borel, mathematician. James Rolfe, a governor. Frederick Ebert, first president of Germany in 1919. Nicole Iorga, a Romanian politician. Tony Garnier, an architect. Siegfried Wagner, a composer. Also composers Frederick Converse and Wilhelm Stenhammer. Jenny Paquin, the fashion designer, and Emmeline de Elsion, a French dancer and courtesan. We have Conrad Noel, an English priest, Edgar Lee Masters, a biographer, Robert Mossman, a meteorologist and polar explorer. Some people in early film and showbiz. We have Gabriel Verret, William S. Hart, who is a Western star in the silent film era. Harry Fragston, who is known for the song "Hello, Hello," who was your lady friend in 1913. Adolph Loos, whose manifesto "Ornament and Crime" advocated for smooth, clear surfaces of modern architecture over the more decorated Art Nouveau style. 1707, born Carlo Goldoni, an Italian playwright. In 1889, we have a Abder al-Rahman III, who is a, founded the Caliphate of Cordoba, was the first caliph in Spain, and Marcus Aurelius Probus, born 232. Okay, Pluto at Aries 20. We have Alexander the Great, definitely someone who had a lot of chutzpah, and then a lot of 1840 births. We have Tchaikovsky, Stefan Mallarmé, I don't know if I'm saying that right, the French poet and critic. Thomas Hardy, who wrote Far from the Madding Crowd. Alphonse Daudet, a novelist. Clement Ader, an inventor who worked in aviation. Camille Flammarion, an astronomer. Edward VII of the United Kingdom, who is king from 1901 to 1910. Armand Falliers, president of France around the same time. Alexandre Ribot, prime minister of France after that. Before that, Wilfrid Laurier, prime minister of Canada. Charlotte of Belgium, archduchess of Austria. Zéphyrin Calmelinot, Frédéric Bazile, François Coppier, Henri Maréchal, Francois Mansart, the architect, Henry Morton Stanley, an explorer, Carl May, a travel and adventure author, Osman Hamdi Bey, the Ottoman Empire's first modern archaeologist, Kate Chase, Richard von Kraft Ebbing, Jules Voynet, Jean-Georges Vibert, Hans Marquardt, John Addington Symonds, Antole Leroy-Beaulieu, Eliza Frances Andrews, Edouard Bugey, Clay Allison, who was a gunfighter in the West, Edgar Demange, Constantine Huygens, who was a Dutch Golden Age poet, and Rupert, King of Germany, born in 1352. Okay, North Node in Aries 20. At Aries 20, we have Queen Victoria. Interesting, her son had his Pluto there at her North Node. Queen Victoria hated her son Edward, blamed him for his father's death, didn't want to get off the throne to hand it over to him because they thought he was incompetent. We also have Elizabeth of Bavaria. This is all North Node. Daniel Craig. Who's being replaced right now? He was James Bond. And so that's interesting that there's an eclipse right now. Andrew Tate, Roger Meadows Taylor, Molly Ringwald, Katie Cassidy, Robert Duvall, Patsy Kensit, Jerry Ryan, Brian Cox, the physicist, Moira Kelly, Bradley Nowell from Sublime, Leslie Easterbrook, Mitch Hedberg, the comedian. Thaksin Shinawatra, the Prime Minister of Thailand, Roland Freisler, a Nazi judge, Maureen McGovern, Albert Szent-Györgyi, who won the Nobel Prize in 1937. He's credited with first isolating vitamin C. Okay, and ascendant. Now, this changes every 4 minutes. I haven't checked the Rodden rating on any of these charts, but just to give you the sense of who we consider Aries 20 ascendants, and I recommend to do the homework if you're interested in any of these. The ascendant is we have John Lennon, Jeff Bezos, Chris Rock, Bette Midler, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Dian Fossey, the person, woman who studied gorillas, Thomas Hobbes, the philosopher. Life is wait, what does he say? Life is brutish, nasty, and short. And Moshe Dayan, who is an Israeli military leader and politician, commander of Jerusalem in the 1948 Arab-Israeli War. And in the 50s and 60s, if you Google this guy, he looks like a mean motherfucker. He's got like an eye patch and he is like commando. Like he's definitely like a hard fighter. So I was like, wow, that guy looks like kind of like that. You could picture him on the bull, with a ostrich feather in his hat. Okay. There we go. Have a safe eclipse, and I'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.